Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week we get a chance to talk to a different community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm really happy to have Julie Ramey with us this morning, who's our community relations manager at Bloomington Parks and Rec. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
So glad to have you here this morning. So Parks and Rec, it's been a big help, I think, for people during this pandemic, you know, being outside and doing activities. It was one of the few things that we were encouraged to do.
Anecdotally, we heard about people who discovered that their neighborhood had a park a couple blocks away from their homes. They didn't know. They'd never been there before. So Yes, certainly people flocked to city parks just to get out of the house, get some social interaction out in the open and safe and fresh air.
So, of course, though, parks and recreation is a big thing for Bloomington, and you have an award-winning department. And talk a little bit about the different resources and activities that are available to folks.
We say often that we program from the cradle to the grave, and that is a little cliche, but we, of course, own two cemeteries. Rose Hill and White Oak Cemeteries are both city-owned properties, and if you're into that kind of thing, taking a walk through the cemetery can be really peaceful. You know, it's pretty quiet there, and there's paths all the way through White Oak Cemetery, and certainly people run there and walk there just to enjoy getting out. And the Banneker Community Center, now with the Banneker Center on the west side of town, is open for reservations. So if you call ahead, you can bring your little one. You're tired of being, man, stuck in the house with your toddler or young child. You can make a reservation and go to Banneker and play with the toys there, play in the gym, and they sanitize between visits. So, and everything in between, places to go.
Well, it sounds like, too, so during the pandemic, you've had precautions in place in certain locations, it sounds like.
We followed the health department guidelines just as closely as we possibly could. So you might recall early on this time last year, our basketball courts were closed. We closed our playgrounds. We closed the outdoor fitness stations, just trying to get a handle on what was happening with the pandemic and how it spread and touching things and things like that. So as we learned more about COVID-19, how it spreads, how it works, we were able to open things up a little bit, but of course, all over our parks, the same rules apply. Maintain a physical distance of 6 feet. If you can't, wear a face covering. We do not have the staff. It's not a realistic expectation that we can go and sanitize the playgrounds after every kid goes down the slide or sanitize fitness stations. So we can't do everything, but what we can do is encourage people to use the use our facilities and to get out and be responsible and you know, thinking about other people and that the pandemic is still very much with us. So that's kind of where we are. Just, you know, please come out and enjoy our parks and do it safely.
With spring at hand, although I know it's weather's been kind of alternating sunny and rainy during our spring here. But going into like springtime now, what else is opening, moving forward? You know, what are you excited about? What do you have coming on board here?
Well, here in Indiana, our official start of summer is always Memorial Day weekend. But we have facilities that are up and running now, including the Griffey Lake Boathouse. So the Griffey Lake Boathouse is now open every day from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. And the boathouse is kind of a cool place to go because you can rent a stand-up paddleboard, a kayak, or a canoe and go out on beautiful Griffey Lake. And same thing, there's reservations. So you call ahead or email ahead to make your watercraft reservation, watercraft rental. And it's $8 an hour to take a watercraft out on the lake. So that's a really cool place to go and unwind. And and there's even people that go out on the lake and do yoga on their paddle boards, which is so cool because I am not that coordinated, but it looks really peaceful.
Say no.
It's definitely a lot of fun. And we actually have Parks and Recreation is holding a series of classes on paddle boards. So if you are interested in learning how to paddleboard and gliding across the water and doing yoga and things like that, and even there's classes for yoga for people over 50 and with on a paddleboard and with kids too. So definitely look us up there on bloomington.in.gov/Griffey Lake. Looking to Memorial Day weekend, the big one, right, are swimming pools. So Bryan Park Pool and Mills Pool and the Community Foundation Switchyard Plaza Spray Pad are all scheduled to open on the Saturday before Memorial Day, which is May 29th, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. Yes, May 29th is the big day. So 11 a.m. on May 29th will open Bryan Park Pool and Mills Pool. Probably have some additional COVID-19 mm-hmm. safety protocols mm-hmm. in place. So definitely stay tuned to our Facebook pages, Bryan Park Pool on Facebook, Mills Swimming Pool on Facebook, as well as our City of Bloomington IN Parks and Recreation Facebook pages to get all those up to the minute, last chance types of information on how we're going to run the pools as safely as we can.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. And so definitely those sound like good resources for people to stay in touch with, to see what's happening and stay updated.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to find out more about what's going on in Parks and Recreation. Of course, you can always go to our website at bloomington.in.gov/parks. You can give us a call here at the main office on a weekday between 8 and 5. That's 349-3700 to reach our main mm-hmm. office. Or if you got a program catalog in the mail, it's really cool. It's got a skateboarder on the front, looks real groovy, and is chock full of all of our programs and information. Mm-hmm. So if you're sitting there saying, what? Wait, I never got a program guide. Well, you can call us. Call us at 349-3700, and we will mail a program guide to you. You can also pick up a program guide lots of different places, like IU Credit Union locations mm-hmm. all have our program guide.
And there's great stuff in there.
36 pages, rather, of programs and events and camps and tennis lessons and swimming lessons and all kinds of fun things to do, concerts and movies all summer long.
Anything new in there you're most excited about?
Oh, we are so excited about doing our performing arts series 100% this year. Now, we had a performing arts series last year. We did have concerts in the parks. We mm-hmm. made modifications, did physical distancing. A lot of our bands were a little kind of, you know, like, man, maybe not this time around. So we juggled some scheduling, and we have a full schedule of concerts for the first time at Switchyard Park. Mm-hmm. We will have happy hours on the lawn. Yeah. So the big grass lawn in front of the pavilion mm-hmm. building, the big building there, live music and libations mm-hmm. and just a great fun festival atmosphere. Concerts on the main performance stage, the big stage, and concerts in Bryan Park as well this year. So looking forward to that jam-packed schedule. We have everything from opera to dancing to country and Americana and funk and soul and rock and blues. So whatever your musical style, a concert in the park is the way to go.
That sounds phenomenal. So Switchyard Park has really allowed you to expand offerings in a different way than you could before, hasn't it?
It has offered us we got just hit that wall with the pandemic, but the lawn seating at Switchyard Park can, in a normal year, seat thousands of people. So of course, you know, we would love for people to come, but we were able to put a lot of people in a great big physically distanced space. So we're really mm-hmm. grateful for that opportunity. Of course, Switchyard Park also has all the sport courts, bocce ball, pickleball, basketball. We've got a picnic shelter, of course, the spray pad that I've mentioned, and mm-hmm. green space, and the two dog parks, the small dog park and the large dog park mm-hmm. on the south end of the park. So just lots of space to spread out.
So you can take out your dogs or your kids or your friends.
Whoever you want to hang with, you can do it at Switchyard Park.
I even saw that you have an event coming up to talk about the cicadas.
Yes, it's all about Brood X and the cicadas, and we're getting ready to hear their music very soon.
along with your musical guest too, right? So you can
absolutely, absolutely.
So if somebody hasn't really experienced any of these wonderful things before, you know, what do you recommend? So, you know, you have a family with smaller children, say, you know, what's a good way for them to kind of introduce them to these kind of programs in your locations?
Well, there's lots of different ways to explore Bloomington parks, and not only our offerings, but the parks themselves. So there's families who do a kind of a version of a park crawl. So they have a goal of this summer, they're going to visit all of our playgrounds. And then, you know, give the kids an opportunity to rate the playgrounds, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. How exciting is the slide? How cool are the swings? And we've got new playgrounds coming in this summer. There'll be a new playground at the Waldron Hill and Buskirk Park late summer, early fall. It's all torn up right now. Of course, you know, big projects go on and everything underneath, but a new playground being built right now at Reverend Butler Park, at Fairview and 9th Street here on the west side of town, the near west side, and Winslow Woods Park out on the other, kind of the south side of town by the YMCA. The old playground is still in place, but we just approved the design and equipment for a brand new playground. So fun new playgrounds to explore. Definitely recommend getting a hold of the program guide, because that's a fun thing to sit down at if you're, gosh, this dates me, but it's kind of the Sears catalog of fun things to do. So if you remember as a kid getting the big wish book, the catalog, and sitting down and circling all, dog ear in the pages that you wanted, things you wanted to buy, or clothes you liked, or toys that you wanted for Christmas, then certainly dog ear that program guide. And again, if you don't have one, or haven't been to the library or the Bloomington Visitor Center to pick one up, you can get one at an IU Credit Union branch.
And talk a little bit more about the program guide. It has a lot of information in it. So what are people going to find in there?
Our program guide has a listing of all of our parks and facilities and their physical addresses, so where you can find them. It's got information about how to rent a picnic shelter or a ball field. If you have a class reunion, a bridal shower, something you want to do outside and physically distance, we have places to go to, outdoor spaces to rent. There's, of course, all of our programs, the schedule for all of our concerts, all of our camp information, basketball camp, golf camp, sailing camp. So make this the summer to learn to sail. We have sailing lessons for adults. So you can be a kid, you can go to sailing camp as an adult, and that's really cool. Also, all of our Twin Lakes Recreation Center, our community center / gym / fitness center, on Bloomfield Road, 1700 West Bloomfield Road by Twin Lakes Sports Park, by the ball fields, indoor classes. Man, it gets hot and muggy. You want to go work out inside where it's air conditioned. The Twin Lakes Recreation Center remains open for new members for working out using the elevated track and the turf field. And all that equipment and stuff is, you know, sanitized and numbers are limited. So a great place to go if you want to exercise on rainy days or hot days. You can go inside too.
Absolutely. Now, Farmer's Market has been in full swing already, too, isn't it? It's all open.
It is all open every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. here at City Hall at 401 North Morton Street. We're following all the health department guidelines for physical distancing, limiting the number of people in the market to 100 at a time, which, you know, on a sunny day, a pretty day, that can be kind of tough. So we're really happy that people are patient and still supporting our local farmers and local growers who, despite the pandemic, are still planting seeds and bringing flowers and all kinds of delicious prepared foods and baked goods. Our food and beverage artisans are just filling the market with delightful sounds and smells. So the market is a great place to visit every Saturday morning.
And you have some other great programs, like your Nature Sound series, I know is really popular.
Yeah, you alluded to the Brudex cicadas. So our Nature Sounds is kind of a combination between a concert and a environmental education program. So here coming up in May, we'll be doing a talk about pollinators and hearing harp music, acoustic harp music by Urs Bet Gall. So what a great combination. You're talking about bees and butterflies and listening to acoustic harp. So that's really cool. And that's at Alcott Park. It's at a different spot than we usually have a concert, a little smaller, more intimate. Bring your own seating, bring a lawn chair, bring a picnic basket, you know, some time to a place to enjoy the sights and sounds of nature and learning about nature and live music too. And then of course we talked about Brood X, the cicadas. Yeah. And our musical guest has conga drums and percussion. So, you know, it's going to be a great accompaniment. We'll use the cicadas and make our own music and learn about the, you know, the cicada that everyone hears about is all buggy and, you know, kind of creepy looking. And it's from some people say it's delicious too. So we'll learn all about the cicadas and what their emergence means.
Expand your horizon a little bit there, right?
Absolutely.
Now, Switchyard Park's going to be the home for the art fairs, the art series that you have too, correct? They've relocated.
Yes. Yeah.
That's exciting.
So, our art fair are the same as our farmers market vendors and our food and beverage artisans. You know, they're small business owners. There's farmers and growers, and their lives continue on. You know, things mm-hmm. keep going. So we are so excited about being able to have our Fair of the Arts Art and Fine Craft Fair again. It'll be on Tuesdays at Switchyard Park, some Fridays at Switchyard Park, and again, just trying to maintain those distances and not have huge crowds of and gatherings, but all local artists, and they're getting ready to jury. It's a juried art fair, so they're getting ready to do that jurying here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have folks there in June in conjunction with the Tuesday market, and then also have artists there on Fridays with, hopefully in conjunction with other events, but definitely a chance to visit Switchyard Park. Take your wallet, take your checkbook, bring your Venmo, bring your phone, because there'll be fantastic local artisans there with beautiful stuff.
And I know people really appreciate, like you mentioned, the support of the local economy during all this, because it's like all these small businesses really depend on their communities for their success.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Dollars that you spend locally impact everything local. So even our concert series would not be possible without the support of some fantastic local businesses. So local businesses are the ones that come back and support the programs that we all enjoy as a community. So definitely, on that bandwagon, buy local.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're into movies and parks, there's something coming up for you there too, isn't there, during the summer, starting, I think, in June, maybe?
Our first movie. Yeah, you're right. June 19th in Bryan Park, The Manchurian Candidate. The oldie but a goodie, right? In 1962. So classic film noir. And just what a neat thing. And grab a picnic basket and a lawn chair and watch a movie outside on the big screen. Again, you know, if you're kind of creeped out or maybe about being inside, cooped up in a little theater, great opportunity to get out in the night, you know, see the night sky and enjoy being outside at Bryan Park. Great lineup this summer too. We've got all sorts of movies in the lineup, including Christmas in July. We'll be showing Elf in July at Bryan Park. No, sorry, that's at Butler Park. We'll be showing Elf at Reverend Butler Park. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
That's always a fun one.
This is the classic too. This is the 1971 version, which I absolutely love. I absolutely love that.
Everybody will be running around singing the Oompa Loompa song after that one.
Oompa, Loompa,
there you go. See,
you know it. You know it. Now, okay, you're welcome. It's stuck in your head now all day long. Rear Window coming up in August. That'll be kind of fun. A thriller, a Zootopia for the kids. Well, the kids and families, right? In Bryan Park in September. And then, I don't know if you remember, like Jim Henson Muppet kind of characters, The Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Is the last one of the season coming up in October.
Very nice. Yeah. So are you finding too with the pavilion in Switchyard Park, are you having events and people scheduling programming in there? Because that's a new venue that we haven't had before. So are you finding great interest in organizations holding their events there?
Yeah, tremendous interest after a lot of people, you know, got kind of sad last year. People were canceling their weddings and, you know, all kinds of big events. And from what I understand, the pavilion business is going very, very well. And it's booked weekend after weekend after weekend. So definitely another big building. And if you've been to the pavilion, we have the whole side of the building is overhead doors. So you can pop those doors open in nice weather, get a bunch of airflow, crack them open a few inches in bad weather, just get some air moving through there, a little indoor outdoor vibe. So definitely the pavilion is a big source of a big, I guess, venue for people to come out and have events again.
Mm-hmm. And if people are interested, again, going to your website or calling, best way to get information on renting that or any of your facilities?
Yeah, for information on any of those things or what we have going on, 812-349-3700. Give us a call. If it's after hours, leave us a message and we'll get back to you with the best person to talk to. A great source for information is always our website, especially for our picnic shelters and things like that. You can see photos of the shelters and you can reserve them and ball fields too, right online at bloomington.in.gov/parks. Now, if you're interested in renting the pool on an evening between 7 and 9 on an evening for a party or a corporate event or something like that, you can rent the pool, and you have to do that in person here at the Parks and Recreation Office and City Hall.
Very nice. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being with us this morning and sharing all this great information, and what an exciting lineup of programming and activities.
Yeah, we're inviting everyone, come out, discover your parks, enjoy your parks, and hope to see you at a concert or just out on the playground, out on the trails this summer.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.